Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by two guests. I have Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti, and today we're also joined by Caitlin Brelsford. She is the Perry Kiwanis Club President. So Caitlin and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
So Caitlin, we'll start with you. The reason that we have you in here is because the Kiwanis has basically officially taken over the annual chili feed, and that's coming up pretty quickly. So what can you tell me about this?
Yes, we've partnered with the Chamber again this year for the chili feed that's coming up on Tuesday, November 5th at the Rec Center in Perry. This year is a little bit different. It is an off-election year, so we've decided to have all of the proceeds from the day go to Tori's Angels this year, and that's just a little bit different than in the past. So Tori's Angels is a foundation that helps kids with life-threatening medical conditions. It was founded in Panora. Right now, there's about 50 children that they help throughout the state with medical expenses that aren't covered by their health insurance. And so this year, all the proceeds go to them. Hopefully, knowing that it's a fundraiser brings even more people out to the rec center to help with such a great cause.
All right. So what are some of the details of the chili feed? I mean, most people might be familiar with it, but for those that aren't.
Yes, it is at the rec center in Perry, and it is from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It is all you can eat chili and potato soup for $7. And then the pie and desserts are free will donation.
All right. So why would you encourage people to, aside from the obvious of, you know, helping themselves to chili, why would you encourage people to give the chili feed a try?
This year, the chili feed's going to be a great event. Not only, of course, getting people out to the polls, but bringing the community together, supporting a great cause that does impact our community and the surrounding communities with Tori's Angels, and just the camaraderie before the holidays. And it's going to be cold out, so enjoying chili and potato soup with a little bit of pie sounds good.
All right. So one last question for you. Talk a little bit about Kiwanis and your mission and what you do and why you decided that it was beneficial to take over the chili feed.
Yes. Kiwanis' mission is to serve the children of the community. And so with that, bringing in the idea of just community involvement and partnering with the chamber just seemed like a good fit. And then also this year donating it to a foundation that helps specifically children made even more sense. But Kiwanis, over the past 9 years, we've donated about $64,000 to the community. And this is our 80th year in the community. So being able to donate so much money to the summer reading program, high school scholarships, and other areas has really been able to bring everything full circle.
All right. Well, Caitlin Brelsford with Perry Kiwanis, anything else that you'd like to mention today?
No, I appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing everybody at the Chili Feed this year on the 5th.
All right. Now we'll bring in Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. First of all, anything else that you would like to add about the Chili Feed?
So it's fantastic to partner with the Kiwanis again this year. Great to have extra help there and some new energy surrounding that event. So we're excited about that. And then with that, we've been able to add an additional event going on at the same time. So with our member showcase happening from 4 to 7 p.m. on the other side of the gymnasium there. So while there's chili feeds going on one half, we'll have about a dozen member businesses set up, ready to connect with community members. So just another way that we're providing that platform for our members and enhancing this community event that's a longstanding tradition. So we're just looking forward to continuing that on Tuesday, November 5th.
All right, now diving a little deeper into the member showcase, what would you say to the community members out there listening to this right now to encourage them to stop by the McCreary Center and give that a look?
So we're definitely hoping this becomes an annual event for our members, whether it's during the chili feed or at another time. So this is kind of testing it out. So I would definitely encourage people to see what it's all about, just so that we know that we're doing the right thing and we can continue on with that. But it's a chance to meet some businesses that you might not interact with on a regular basis. So they might not have a storefront, or you might not be customers of them already. So it's a chance just to meet other community members, see what they're doing in the community, learn more about their business. Maybe it's new products, services, a new person on staff, maybe they're hiring. So it's really open-ended, but we're just looking forward to providing that event for both the community and our members as well.
All right. Well, now moving on to another upcoming event. A week from today, actually, is the 10th annual Art on the Prairie, and you have a ribbon cutting, basically setting that up, and the chamber is involved with promoting it and helping make sure it runs smoothly.
Yeah, it's a longstanding event. It's going on its 10th year, so it's very established. People are familiar with it, both locally and drawing from all across the state, really. It brings in about 100 visual artists, performing artists, and poets combined, and we see thousands of people coming to Perry for this weekend. So our restaurants fill up, our retail fills up with people shopping. It's a really fantastic weekend and a fantastic event. So we're excited that it's on its 10th year and supporting however we can with promotions and as well as helping to kick off the weekend with this ribbon cutting for their new storefront space.
All right, so talk about that ribbon cutting because people might not even realize yet that there is basically an Art on the Prairie store now.
Yes, basically a headquarters for Art on the Prairie. There's two storefronts. One is more fiber-based, so if you think of the Fiber Art Fair, you can get a taste of that year-round with this storefront as far as creations, yarn, things like that. And then on the other side, they have a letterpress for printing, and so that'll be kind of two sides to, in the future, host workshops and things like that. So this will be one new building within the Art on the Prairie event, but also a year-round location for the organization. And so we're excited to host a ribbon cutting on Friday at 1 p.m. And that will kind of introduce the new space, but then also kind of kick off the festivities for the big weekend.
All right. And they have a long name. It's Art on the Prairie Atelier at 1109. And that's basically the address as well. So if people are looking for it.
Yes. So Atelier just means workshop in French, and 1109 is the address right on 2nd Street.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today is just sort of recap last night's events. Nice weather, respectively, considering what we had earlier in the week. And seems like a good turnout, right?
Of course. Yeah, it's great to see the community come out for an event, obviously with free candy. Who couldn't like that? But it's a really great thing for our businesses to get out in front of the community and interact that way. It wouldn't be possible without them. So just a big thank you to all those that participated in the downtown area next to and then at their own event. So we had DMAC in the library and people coming down to 2nd Street and then hosting it at the hospital and other places too. So just a big community event for Halloween festivities, despite the weather being a little bit chilly, but being bundled up was just fine.
All right, and I will also give a plug for Spooktacular that if you want to see some pictures of that, go to our website, reconvalleyradio.com, and see those. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Just to everyone that came out to the ribbon cutting at Oasis earlier this week, thanks for joining us. It's always great to see new businesses coming to Perry and being recognized in the community. So we've got a couple others coming up around the corner, so it's just exciting to see all the activity here in town.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Lindsay, and for Caitlin as well.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Caitlin Brelsford and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.